lot of the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Boy, listen to the right folks go take a walk. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And don't go anywhere because we have two Apple Tobacco. They're going to be playing live here.
The last one awake is such a lonely place. But I guess that means more for me. Just what I need. And no one's here to cut the cake. So I'ma do it anyway, cause I can't wait no more. I'ma break out the booze and have a ball, cause that's all there is. Cause that's all there is. Cause that's all there is. Everyone is dreaming far from here. I'm pinning up sheets.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Yeah.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. Like I said, we have special guests here in the show. We have two Apple Tobacco that are going to be playing a couple of songs and talking a little bit about their music. Hey guys, how are you?
Great.
Hi. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, so we have Dan here, or Daniel, and Jessica. They are two of the band members. There's five band members, no?
Yeah.
Who are the rest of the members there?
The rest of the members, we have our bassist, vocalist, and composer, Jordan Kling. Also our flautist and vocalist, Courtney Lancaster. And our newest addition to the band is our wonderful drummer, Vern Suchuk.
Okay. Like, the band's been playing for a while now, no?
Yeah.
Like, or more or less, how long is this project?
Well, it's been years anyway.
There have been a few different incarnations of the band, though, so it's been evolving over 7 years?
Yeah, I'd say 6 or 7 years.
Oh, really?
We've been evolving, different lineups, different people that we've played with. The band really started, Jordan and I founded the band back in high school, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we played with sort of a rotating cast of musicians at that point, many different musicians that we'd met through the jazz program and through other avenues. And slowly the ensemble began to crystallize, and then after I went to theater school out here at UBC, I met Jessica,
mm-hmm.
and she was, of course, an indispensable addition to the band. and then also we met Courtney there, and she's been a wonderful addition as well. So we've just really now really crystallized a great ensemble.
And how's the sound been evolving? Like, when you started, like, 6-7 years ago from, I guess... I listened to you guys 3 years ago, and it was, I think it was only you two and some backup musicians.
We had a bassist and a drummer at that point, too.
Oh,
our drummer's
okay.
Changed now, but that was sort of the first larger group of us that performed together. And
yeah, I'd say originally, I think our music was very influenced by jazz, and so we had a lot of instrumental music. But also following influences of blues and rock. There's always been a lot of Zappa influence in our music. But with the as Jess started to play with us more and Courtney, we started to expand our vocal music quite a bit more. And so we're getting into territories of a lot of new, interesting vocal experimentation. Also, I think we've got a tremendous caliber of musicians in the band, and that mm-hmm. allows us to play around with things like complex time signatures and fun theatrics. And so I'd say that's mainly been the evolutions. We just keep going in this trajectory of discovery, hope to find out new things and perform them for people.
Yeah, I was going to say that your music is a little bit like theatrical, no? Like little...
Yep, we definitely hope so.
We just actually finished our first workshop version of the original Two Apple Tobacco musical, Horribly Sunny, which we actually talked about on the show 3 years ago when we were here.
Yeah, uh-huh. 3 years ago we had some initial plans for a musical based on our tunes, and just this last summer we finally did our first workshop of it, and it was wonderful. We worked with Seven Tyrants Theatre in Vancouver, and together we came up with a really neat through-line story that... followed mm-hmm. a lot of our music and was inspired by our music, and so in a sense we've gone to perhaps the furthest extent of making our music theatrical, which is we've actually got a play based on it now.
Yeah cool. Because I remember 3 years ago I was chatting with these guys that the first podcast ever of the Morning After Show, it was a show that you were playing here.
So it was like you were making history.
Yeah, there you go.
that was October of 2006.
Yep.
So we just finished our fund drive here at CITR. So when we started the fund drive, that was one of the things that we managed to incorporate to the station. So
it's really nice to be back.
Yeah. It is really nice to be back.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. So we have a demo here from these guys that are going to be playing the Penthouse on...
Yeah, we have a Christmas show coming up, a really exciting holiday concert at the Penthouse, December 13th. That's this coming Sunday. Doors open at 7:30. The show is at 8 p.m. Cover is only $5, and that gets you three really exciting acts, of course, including us. And we're playing with two other really exciting special guests, local acts Ace Slam and The Flags. And so it's a really eclectic bunch of music we'll have that evening, but it'll be a ton of fun, lots of unlikely holiday classics, some new, never-before-heard to Apple Tobacco material.
Okay.
Lots of interesting stuff.
Okay. And, well, the people are probably wondering what we've been listening here on the show, so we'll tell you. We started the show with The Secretaries. This is an Alberta band. I think they're from Edmonton. You guys are, where are you guys from?
I'm from Calgary.
Yeah, because I met your parents in a... Where did I meet you, actually?
It was at Shindig, wasn't it?
You were playing at Shindig.
We were playing at Shindig, yep.
Today is the final.
I know, I saw that just outside, yeah.
Really?
So today is going to be, the railway is going to be packed,
nice,
I guess.
And packed today.
And where are you from?
I was born in Cowansville, Quebec.
All right.
But I've lived in Vancouver most of my life.
Okay, now Vancouver.
Yeah.
So we were listening to The Secretaries. They're from Edmonton. The song was A Girl. They're playing with three guys called The Brass Holes. And then we listened to Mia Moth. This is a Vancouver singer. The song was All There Is. This is a CD that Max brought here to the station. And what else we listen to? You Say Party, We Say Die. They have a CD called Quadruple X or something like that. The song was Glory. Then Lunik with Love Me from the CD Love Thief. And then we listen to a song for Mew. They're going to be playing actually very soon in Vancouver on December 11th. So stay tuned because we're going to give away tickets for that concert later on. Mew. They have a really long title on their CD, so I'm not going to tell them the title right now. And in the back, we're listening to Nadia. This is a Vancouver band. Really, really cool, kind of atmospheric band. So that's what we've been playing here, the Morning After Show, 101.9 FM. And so, to Apple Tobacco, you want to play a song then, live here?
Yeah, we've got a live song we'll play for you now. This is a song called Uplifting Depression. This song is featured in our original musical, Horribly Sunny. And the musical, we like to think of the musical as being really a comprehensive exposure of today. So all of the intertwined global crises that we're facing at the moment are all dealt with in some way or another in Horribly Sunny. And of course, right now, there's the climate change summit going on in Copenhagen, so these crises are really in the forefront of the media. So in any case, we'd like to dedicate the song to, you know, what is wrong with the world today.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Now, is it the end? Smells like a whiff of Arctic breeze, and it's caressing the summer season, lying with its arms and legs all bare. I'm there, and for all the right reasons, I do the wrong things. I do all the right things, but for all the wrong reasons. It's like this every time. With pieces of the floor and these padded mattress walls. Well, something's got to get through to remind us that there's a future out there in need of salvaging. So now I'm left to wonder if you mean well, but you just can't seem to see it through or see it clear. For fear you might lose the sight, security you've gained through your orchestrations, testing all health and patience. We know everything we gotta do, but right now this one's dealt to the few of you, and it's in your hands.
parts the grass in front to make a pathway that is clear ahead. We gotta choose not to be smart instead and put aside all the absurd and irrelevant shit that obscures our frame of reference now, cause it seems there ain't no easy way of getting out, and we're up to our heads. So now, for all the right reasons, we do the wrong things. We do all the right things, but for all the wrong reasons, every time. But this time, we got to work this out. We gotta run this world like a singular economy, but with its currency in tune. With the melodies
of the universe
and the frequency of harmony compatible with human time, and we may get through this after all.
So that was what was the name of the song? Uplifting Depression or something? Yeah,
That's right. Uplifting Depression.
Okay, so we have a CD here. We can start playing the song. What's with this CD? It's like a demo, no?
Yeah, it's just a demo for now.
Yep, that's a demo. It's got one basement studio recording on there. It's the one we're listening to right now. It's a song called From Killing Re to Living Re, with a similar message to the last one we just played. And the rest of the songs on that demo are selections from our live performances from 2009.
We're working on an EP coming up as well. In the next year it should be released, so we've been building to that for a while, but we've been waiting for the ensemble to sort of come together.
Yeah, so we're hoping to release our EP sometime in the next year, yeah.
Okay, so let's listen to this song, no? It has the whole band there, so...
One race, so when we speak of racism, it should really define the generalized form of self-loathing, cause that would be a more appropriate meaning. It seems to me we're just different breeds.
Freedom is the idea that one's own breed is superior, or a set of policies based on that idea.
The genetic idiosyncrasies are just the shriveled remains of a preliminary strain, the result of a few thousand years of inbreeding, consequent to early trends of geographical and cultural isolation,
which is what we mean when we speak of a nation,
and also why neither the US or Canada is one. Bereft of all we have,
left alone here to consider
all the loss we've incurred as a result of all the things we never did, preoccupied as we were with the show,
dangling lice in front of our eyes, never mind
with the overwhelming flow of our articulated sense channeled through a million tiny pipes.
When we turn the tap on,
everyone promised them.
Production, the killing
clogging our planetary arteries. And no matter what the political bullies have to say to a meeting today, evolution is about to do away with these obsolete constructs. Do you really want to be the one who gets fucked when it all takes place? Cause you've been busy worrying about race and religion.
Well, I don't mean to be a shock to your system, but you know there ain't no such a thing as us and them. Cause we're all just the twisted descendants of a more or less identical parents. And since the human race encompasses a lot of you, then being racist, well, it really ain't the issue. So whether you subscribe to or abhor it, it's your language lets me know you're really full of shit. And the more we continue to exacerbate historical feuds between our independent nation states, the international financial conglomerate continues to dominate world affairs.
Because dividing all has always been the strategy. It's a misguided sense of identity. So whether you're Arab or Israeli, get it straight. It's the pre-human.
People, don't you see that war itself is just the direct cumulative result of love, freedom, on the will of the individual to articulate it under the attainment of this obvious potentialities for better living on Earth.
Having fun and winning cool prizes? Then you gotta check out the Sustainability Television 2009 Youth Media Contest.
Sustainability Television and the Sierra Club of BC want your creative, fun, and inspiring poems and essays with pictures or videos describing what you're doing to make your community more sustainable.
There are tons of totally rad prizes to be won. In addition to cash prizes, sponsor prizes include a $10,000 25-day river excursion, a recycled PC laptop, passes to Y Yoga and Sempre Viva Yoga, organic grocery delivery from Spud, as well as visits for you and a friend to Whistler's Zip Trek Eco Tours, and much, much more.
The contest runs until January 9th, 2010, but the sooner you enter, the more likely you are to win. Check out sustainabilitytelevision.com for full details. And tell us what you're doing.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. Telephone number here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. So when are you playing next?
We are playing next December 13th, this coming Sunday, at the Penthouse. You know it as a nightclub, but Sunday night is the dancers' night off, so that's when we get to come invade the space.
They're taking down the pole.
Yes, we take down the pole and replace it with a drum set, put it that way. So doors at 7:30, show at 8 p.m., just $5 cover.
You can check out our music online as well at twoappletobacco.com or on MySpace.
And have you played at the Penthouse?
We have, actually. We played once before the Penthouse in October. We had a great show there. They're just sort of pioneering bringing music to the Penthouse on Sunday nights, and it's a really wonderful venue. They've got great sound in there, great lighting, and it's generally, you know, nice cabaret-style seating, of course, and it's a really great place to watch live music.
Yeah, you can sit right by the stage, you know.
That's funny. Yeah, other concerts that's happening tonight, the Shindig at the Railway. It's a pretty uncommon Shindig this year because there's four bands in the final. So, yeah, four bands are gonna be playing today at 9 o'clock. Kidnap Kids. At 10, Half Chinese. At 10:45, Hidden Towers. And 11:30, Pro Nails. So four bands, and at least a couple of them are really, really good. I saw them all, but I like more a couple of them. I'm not going to tell you which one, but...
They definitely got some interesting names, that's for sure.
Yeah. They're really... It's cool, because a lot of people have... That have been through Shindig have gone places. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Shindig today, there's going to be two rounds of jokes for beers. And it seems like the mint party got a lot of leftover pocky. You know pocky?
The chocolate stick things.
Chocolate sticks.
Yeah.
So they're going to be giving away pocky chocolate also to the railway.
Yeah.
We should give away pocky.
So, yes. What else we have here? Harper Simon is coming to play at the Media Club. You know who Harper Simon is?
Yeah, I think so. It's Paul Simon's son,
illustrious,
right?
Son.
Yeah, that's right. It's an early show at the Media Club on December 12th. That's Saturday, no? You're playing on the 13th?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's 13th is Sunday. Okay, so this guy's playing on Saturday at 7:30 at the Media Club. So if you want to check that out. And I don't know what else. Any concerts that you know that you can recommend? You can plug your friends now.
Well, actually, if you're into theater, we're performing on the 12th at Leaky Heaven Circus's annual one-minute play festival called Blink. You can come check us out there, and Seven Tyrants Theater will also be there. That's Dan's theater company.
That takes place at the Russian Hall in Strathcona, and it's a really interesting evening. Dozens of theater artists and companies around town will produce a piece that can be no longer than a minute. So there's a lot of varied entertainment. It's performance for the modern attention span, as they say, and Seven Tyrants Theater will be featured, as well as Two Apple Tobacco. So
there should be some other music as well. I know Veda Hilly's performed there before.
Yeah, there's music, there's theater, there's magic, there's stuff for all ages. They do it, you know, they have a general, a PG, and an R-rated section of the evening. So, you know, whether you come earlier or come later, different types of entertainment. But at least 2 minutes will be worth seeing, and I'm sure more.
Okay. So let's listen to some music. Let me see what I have here and prepare. I don't know. Let's put some Canadian content. And then we have in the international section, we have a couple of Hungarian songs that we're going to play for a lovely girl. And then we have a Spanish band. And what else we have? And then some more live music here from Two Apple Tobacco. So let's start with these bands. They're called the Paper Cranes. We'll be right back. We forgot to give away tickets for this Danish band that is coming to town, Mew. It's a kind of space pop what they play. They're going to be playing on Friday, December 11, at the venue. Have you been to the venue?
No, I've just heard about it, actually.
It's cool.
It's, I think, where the Plaza nightclub.
Yes, I think so. I never been to
the venue. I have not been there either.
Well, if you can go and check out the venue, Mew is playing there on Friday 11. Their music is compared to My Bloody Valentine, The Pixies, Dinosaur Jr., and the likes. So let's listen a song from them. Telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, and you can go check out this Danish band on Friday, Mew. Thank you. So that was Mew. We're gonna be playing on Friday. The song was Introducing Palace Player. So I want to go to the international section. So before I prepare that, you guys want to play another song?
Yeah, we've actually got two songs that are always performed together, written to be performed together. And in general, there's quite a, I'd say, a conceptual continuity about our music. There tends to be a similar philosophic coloring to a lot of the things that we attempt anyway. For example, the song From Killing Ree to Living Ree that you heard there is almost the most direct or cataclysmic fusing of two of at least my greatest influences, Frank Zappa and Arbuckminster Fuller. If you look up any Bucky, you'll see From Killing Ree to Living Ree is very much a Bucky term, but of course expressed in a much more Zappa-esque way with lots of interesting time signatures and stuff like that. And once again, dealing with current issues about reorienting world production from Killing Ree to Living Ree in the hopes of providing a high standard for all humanity. In any case, these next couple songs have a similar philosophical aspect to them. These sort of ruminate on how all the different ways we seem to find in society to be parasitic towards one another.
All right.
And this one's got a lot of vocal parts on it, but we'll try and tackle it, just Jessica and I here. All right.
Shit on my shoe is beginning to remind me just a little bit of you. You're everything that you said you would be, and the sun-baked look on your face must be everything you're meaning when you speak about disgrace. You're everything that I thought you would be. Oblivious and disingenuous piece of shit. Whoever you think you are, get over it. Oblivious and disingenuous piece of shit. Whatever you think this is, I'm having none of it on. Same sidewalk, I see a bee in pain, writhing from some disease. In vain thinking we are the ones to blame the way things are these days.
Yippee and hooray now, everyone, let's all be proud of what we've done. Yippee and hooray now, everyone, let's all be proud.
We're everything that we knew we could be. And the way you look in my eyes when I speak about importance isn't much of a disguise. Why can't you be honest once in your bite? Same sunlight, I see a girl with her face hidden behind a surgical mask. And as she walks past, I happen to sneeze. I only wanted to see just how she would react. Well, she nearly had a heart attack. One, two, three, four!
Dolly, new diseases are everywhere. I guess that I better not breathe in the air. New diseases are everywhere. I'd rather be breathing in what I breathe out. I guess that I better not breathe in the air. New diseases are everywhere. I'd rather be breathing in what I breathe out.
Something and evidence here with every passing moment. They're making it progressively clear that we don't really have a choice now. If we're gonna have a chance now at all. The same sidewalk that could be me in vain arriving from some disease. And that is when they will say nobody but a few could be saved. It was a necessary sacrifice.
Me and hooray now, everyone.
We are what's left of civilization.
Me and hooray now, everyone.
We are what's left of civilization.
Me and hooray now, everyone.
We are what's left of civilization.
Me and hooray now, everyone.
We are what's left of everything that we set out to be.
Da 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 da.
There must be something better than this. There must be something better than this.
Don't you agree?
If you feel our chances are slipping through our fingers while we stand
watching.
Don't you?
And if you don't know where you'll be going when the sewers start overflowing, if you feel salvation is brushing past your elbows while they've been twisting,
no matter
how hard the crowd keeps hissing, the invisible hand is still missing. There must be something better than this. There must be something better than the ship we're dealing with. We should know that right and wrong are really meaningless. Stepping forward in it, right and wrong, you know it's always right and left. Way more violently, we're really gonna be put to the test, and you're just gonna have to see, cause there ain't no left till Sushiyama. You better go straight right through the yellow. You keep doing this, I'm gonna hurt you. Unleash everything I got upon you. Sunday shit on my shoe is beginning to remind me just a little bit of you.
You're everything that I thought you would be,
and the way you look in my eyes when I speak about importance isn't much of a disguise. Why can't you be honest once in your life? Thank you.
Cool. Very good. So what was the name of the tracks?
Well, the first track is called Left of Civilization, and the second was called Right Foot, Wrong Foot.
Okay. So for the person that called, the song that we play about the Mew was introducing Palace Player, and Felix Fong won the tickets to go see this band on Friday. So congratulations to him. And let's put the Hungarian block, because I want to dedicate this to a special person that is coming to Vancouver on the 18 or 19 or around that time. So this is a couple of bands. The first one is called Metro, and the second one Hungaria. And this is for Baruska that is listening there in Szeged, Hungary.
Te nem veheted pénzért, a lelkem nem kapod. Meg tudsz te engem venni, meg tudsz te engem lelni, ha csak szívedet adod. Jól figyelj, a pénz nem minden, minket nem érdekel. Addig is énekel.
There was a couple of Hungarian bands there, Metro, with the song A Pins, that means like for money. And then Hungaria with Biga Lumash, which means like the last station. This is from a city called Welhong. We're going to be putting a couple of songs every show, so you have the whole collection here of this funk rock eruption of communist Hungary bands. So, yeah. What else? Well, we have another person besides Maruska listening there in Szeged, Luis. So also we want to say hi to him. And also in Mexico, there's a couple of people that sometimes listen to the podcast. You can listen to the show at www.citr.ca and then podcast the show. So José Luis Carneiro and Jorge Michel Machin. And we were talking about this song called Quiero Ser Santa, that also Luis in Szeged knows this band, Parálisis Permanente. It's kind of like a darky, new wave-ish Spanish band from the 70s. So pretty cool. So we're going to listen to a song here live. We're going to see if it plays good because it's from the YouTube. But this is called Quiero Ser Santa, which means I Want to Be a Saint. And then we're going to listen to Scape, which is also very pretty cool people to play on the show. This is a live version, by the
Estamos
way. So you're listening to 101.9 FM.
Porque soy los últimos que salís para esta preguntita que le estoy haciendo a todo el mundo de qué creéis que nos va a salir mal, qué tenemos que hacer para que todo nos salga bien, etcétera, etcétera. ¿A ti qué te gustaría ver en este
grupos así de vanguardia, de multinacionales?
De libros, de intentaremos que te guste.
Actually, we're just going through this interview, just to listen to the music. Almost reaching the end of the show. That was Escape from Madrid in Spain. The song was Crimen Solicitations. That was a song that denounced the pedophile priests that are protected by the Vatican. So pretty strong content there. Before them, Parálisis Permanente with Quiero Ser Santa. I want to be saint. And what else? I don't know if I'm forgetting to say any gigs or concerts or anything. But, well, you're playing on Sunday, no?
Yep, just make sure to come check us out this Sunday night, December 13th. Doors at 7:30, shows at 8 o'clock. To Apple Tobacco Live at the Penthouse. You don't want to miss it. We've got a great show for you. And other than that, keep an eye out for our CD release or EP release, which should be coming up in the next year. And also keep an eye out for either the next workshop or the world premiere of our musical Horribly Sunny, which should be a total riot as well. But before that, make sure to come check us out this Sunday, December 13th.
Okay.
And also check out the website, twoappletobacco.com. You can get free MP3 downloads there. We have video on the website, lots of photos from our gigs, and all sorts of information about the band as well.
Okay. So what time is the show starts?
Show starts at 8 o'clock, but doors are at 7:30, so you can come early. Beer is on special, so you can come early and get a head start on that before the bands hit the stage at 8 o'clock.
Okay, you want to invite somebody? Because we got a lot of callers for the other concert that we were giving away tickets.
Yeah, sure, we'd love to give away a couple tickets.
So, yeah, if you want to go to check out these guys, give us a call here when you listen to the song that we're going to play. The telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. So... you can also podcast the show at www.citr.ca, and then all the shows are there. You can listen to all this music. And anything else, guys, that you want to add before we say goodbye to our lovely audience?
Just a big thank you for having us back on the show. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I hope you have a good... good show on Sunday. And so we're gonna say goodbye with a couple of ads here that didn't have time to play, and then this anti-Christmas song, because this year I'm not gonna do Christmas special or anything like that. So we're gonna put this band called Minimalist Yoke Band. This song is very funny. It's called Let's Not Bother With Christmas. I don't know where these guys are from, but they sound very, I don't know how to say it, countryside-ish.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, listen to them. In the meantime, this was a Morning After show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. Next week, we're not going to have guests this week, or not yet at least. But on the 22nd, Wayne Powell is going to be here from Sinister Black, so... I think we're going to have the Christmas show is going to be a little on the metal, on the heavy metal side. So don't miss that. And telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. Give us a call and we'll give you tickets so you can go check out these guys to Apple Tobacco on Sunday at the Penthouse. Free tickets, telephone number 822-2487.
A lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Flex your head!
I'm troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Well,
We came to this cursed town to make a new start. It didn't bring us together, nor tore us apart. So we look back in anger, look forward with fear. Let's not bother with Christmas this year. I got work in a graveyard, which I kind of enjoyed, but not enough people died, and now I'm unemployed. You found a job in a bar, and that suits you quite well. It's just too bad you drink two drinks for each drink you sell. Decorations are one thing that we won't need. You're already lit up like a Christmas tree. So let's laugh our fool heads off and shed a few tears. Let's not bother with Christmas this year. Thoughts of jolly Saint Nick, well, it just makes me sick. Christmas carols cause me to sneer. Maybe some other time I'll have a change of mind. But let's not bother with Christmas this year. Christmas is past, we'd rather forget. As for Christmas presents, we're too deep in debt. Our friends and relations, they all live far away. We could send them cards, but what could we say? But this is hell on earth, and be glad you're not here. Let's not bother with Christmas this year. Thoughts of jolly Saint Nick, well, they just make me sick. Christmas carols, they cause me to sneer. Maybe some other time we'll have a change of mind. But let's not bother with Christmas this year. So let's burn unpaid bills as we sit by the fire. If you don't call me a failure, I won't call you a liar. In our own little way, we'll be spreading cheer. So let's not bother with Christmas this year. So I could sit on the couch, or we could lie on the bed and tell ourselves lies about what lies ahead. Or I could sulk in the corner while you cry in your beer. But let's not bother with Christmas this year. My dear, let's not bother with Christmas this year.
Brittany! Hit me, baby, one more time. Xtina!